This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Egyptian brokered ceasefire between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel was announced. VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
A truce between Israel and the militant Islamic Jihad group officially came into effect late on Saturday night with an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire agreement meant to end the worst episode of cross-border fire since a 10-day war in 2021. As fighting tapered off, streets in Gaza that had largely been deserted filled with Palestinians. Israel's national security advisor thanked Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi for Cairo's efforts. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Islamic Jihad also confirmed the agreement. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukraine's president, who is now in Germany, has met with the Pope at the Vatican as his country continues to endure war waged by Russia. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at the gates of the Vatican, guarded by two Vatican soldiers, robed in traditional colors. Pope Francis, using a cane, comes to meet the president. Zelensky puts his hand to his heart and utters, "It's a great honor." The Vatican later released a statement saying the two men spoke about the humanitarian and political situation provoked by the ongoing war. Last month, Ukraine's prime minister also met with the pontiff at the Vatican. He asked Francis to help Ukraine get back children illegally taken to Russia during the invasion. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S.-Mexico border was relatively calm as U.S. ended its pandemic-era immigration restrictions known as Title 42, and migrants adapted to new asylum rules and legal pathways meant to discourage illegal crossings. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israel and the Islamic Jihad militant group in the Gaza Strip have agreed to an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire, ending 5 days of intense fighting that left 33 Palestinians, including at least 13 civilians, dead. Two people in Israel were killed by rocket fire. Ceasefire took effect just after 10 p.m. with a last-minute burst of rocket fire and Israeli airstrikes, stretching several minutes past the deadline announced by Egypt. While the tenuous calm brought a sense of relief to the region, the agreement did nothing to address the underlying issues that fueled numerous rounds of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militant groups in the Gaza Strip. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky again has met with Pope Francis at the Vatican, saying later he sought the pontiff's support for Ukraine's peace plan. Greece protests the arrest of a mayoral candidate in Albania, accused of buying votes. We get more. The threat of the United States defaulting and its obligation looms over the upcoming G7 summit in Japan. The U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to attend before continuing to a summit with the so-called Quad leaders in Australia, and one with Pacific Island leaders in Papua New Guinea. White House correspondent, or chief correspondent, Patsy Wadakaswar has the latest.
Looming over the G7 summit, the threat of the world's largest economy not paying its debts and further endangering a fragile global economy hit by the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
These shocks continue to impose significant costs on the global economy. Further, markets are seeing the possibility of a U.S. debt limit breach as a growing downside risk.
From Hiroshima, Japan, Biden is scheduled for a brief stop in Papua New Guinea to meet Pacific Island leaders he hosted last year, establish stronger strategic ties, and deter them from getting closer to China. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
Voters in Thailand were heading to polls Sunday in an election touted as a pivotal chance for change, 8 years after incumbent Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha first came to power in a 2014 coup. He is now running against the daughter of the politician, who is the military's top nemesis. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.